meals keeping cruise ship passengers entertained. A Heybridge man is the entertainment director on the maiden voyages of Cunard Line's new 479 million cruise ship, Queen Anne. Neil Kelly, aged 50, said it was a rare opportunity to play a part in a maiden voyage, especially as being a cruise entertainment director was his dream job. Cunard's, the world's second oldest cruise line, which started in 1839, saw the Queen Anne start her role in May. She is the line's first new ship in 14 years and the 249th Cunard ship overall. She visited Spain and Portugal before her official naming ceremony in June in Liverpool. He said, "The naming ceremony took place with the backdrop of the Three Graces building, which is fitting, as Liverpool is Cunard's ancestral home. Another big coup is that the ship has the company's first female captain, Inga Klein Thorhauger. I'm very proud of her." The 3,000-passenger liner's first season sees her cruise around Europe, going to the Mediterranean, Norway, Croatia's Dalmatian coast, Sweden, Estonia, Finland, and Iceland. The first world cruise will take place in 2025, starting on January the 17th and returning on April the 27th, going to Australia and Singapore. Neil's job is to make sure the guests are entertained with new immersive talent, such as the in-house Royal Court Theatre Company. His first production will take the 1936 play Brief Encounter, which became the once-ranked 1945 second-best British film of all time, from the stage to the sea for the first time. Mylene Klass, Russell Watson, and Claire Balding as an interviewer take their place on stage, with Olivia Award-winning producers David Pugh and Emma Rice staging the cruiser's productions. The Queen Anne joins Cunard's Queen Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth II, Queen Victoria, and Queen Mary II, and has 14 restaurants, a library, 12 bars and lounges, an art gallery, casino, and theatre.